And that king of the South during that time period ultimately dies, and he sets his son then is heir of the throne, but his son is only 5 years old. And it says in verse 14, in those times, in the times where the king of the South, the king of the South is only 5 years old, he's very vulnerable, and the king of the North is ready to retaliate against the king of the South. In those times, verse 14, there shall many stand up against the king of the South, and the many, the Macedonian king at this time, Philip of Macedonia, strikes an agreement with the king of the North and says, let's go in and take the king of the South and the geographical area that's close to me, I get when we conquer him. The geographical area that's close to you, you get. So they're forming an alliance. And at the same time, men in Egypt that are seeing the vulnerability of the king of the South are making plans also to do away with him and usurp the throne in the king of the South. So verse 14, in those times, that's the times that's taking place, there shall many stand up, people in Egypt stand up against the king of the South, against this five-year-old child. The king of the North stands up against him. Philip of Macedonia in confederacy with the king of the North stands up against him. Also, the robbers of thy people shall exalt themselves to establish the vision, but they shall fall. Now, let me address just one phrase here and then get into this verse a little more fully. Uriah Smith says, and I believe it so, if you look at the history, Philip of Macedonia and his alliance with the king of the North to go ahead and attack the vulnerable five-year-old king of the South, they ultimately fall. So this last phrase could be applied to them. Yes, they shall fall. They were under discussion in this verse. It could apply to them. But the premier application of this shall fall is that it's a characteristic of Rome. Rome is here introduced for the first time into chapter 11 as the robbers of thy people. And if you look at the history of Rome, you can see why the term robbers fits so well. The Italian peninsula during that time period of history was known where a band of robbers and thieves would hide out, and they would strike out from their base there in Italy, and not only thieve, you know, gold and booty, but they were famous for stealing wives and women. And they were known throughout that area as thieves and robbers, and they had come from Greek, basically from Greek heritage, but they were, it was basically a place